And to Thailand now, where 37 people, mostly children, were killed when a former policeman went on a killing spree that began in a daycare centre. It was a shocking attack. And for more on these events of just over 24 hours ago, we're joined from Bangkok by Annalee Langerak, who is the Bangkok-based correspondent for the Dutch newspaper De Telegraaf. Annalee Langerak, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this all happened around noon local time yesterday, which would have been around 6 a.m. here. So it's still so very recent. Talk to us about how the timeline of this massacre unfolded.
Yes, it started around lunchtime in Thailand when the attacker arrived at school and he barged into the building while a few teachers were eating lunch. On his way, he was shooting people. Then he forced himself into a locked room where 24 children were sleeping. And they were all in the age of, 2 to 3 years old, a nursery. Well, there he started to step and shoot the children. We heard from the police that most of them were stabbed to death with a knife, and photos show the school's floor littered with the tiny bodies of children still on their blankets, where they had been taking an afternoon nap. They had slashes to their faces, gunshots to their heads. They were lying in pools of blood. It was an absolutely horrific scene.
And the killing didn't stop there.
That's right. On his way home, the killer, actually, the police told us that he came to pick up his own son, who used to frequent the nursery, but he couldn't find him. And on his way home, he killed another 9 people. Then when he arrived home, he found his wife and his son, and he murdered both of them before taking his own life.
What's known about the attacker, somebody who could commit such crimes?
We know that he is a 34-year-old former police officer who was fired in June over drugs offenses, and he was facing a verdict today, actually, for his drugs abuse. Apparently, he had just come back from the court yesterday before the attack, and we don't know that much about him. We also heard that the main weapon he used, a 9mm pistol that he had purchased himself as a former police officer. It is relatively easy in Thailand to obtain firearms. Mm-hmm. He also brought a shotgun and, as I said, a knife, and used those weapons on his rampage.
With the ages of the victims, you can only imagine the grief of the families and the shock that must be everywhere in Thailand at the moment.
Absolutely. The entire country is absolutely devastated. There is still a sense of disbelief among the people that one man could have killed so many young children this way. Parents of the victims and other relatives have gathered outside the child care center today. They are weeping, they are clutching their children's toys, clothes. They want to share their stories. They want to tell the great memories they have of their children, their grandchildren. It's a very difficult scene to witness. Some were there until late in the evening. Mental health workers are trying to bring comfort. Overnight, the coffins with the children were brought to a hospital morgue nearby. Normally, there are about 90 children at this nursery, but because of the rain, we heard, many children had stayed home because of the heavy monsoon rains this time of year. That's why there were 24. So normally, it's about 90 children. 10 people got wounded, and we heard that 6 are still in critical condition.
And finally, Annie, if you'd fill us in on the government and police response to these events.
The government has said, the Minister of Health visited the scene last night, and he hinted that the government needs to look at how to tighten gun control access in Thailand, especially for army personnel or ex-police officers. And in Thailand, the mass shootings in Thailand are pretty rare, but there are high levels of gun violence. It has the second highest rate of gun violence in Southeast Asia. The gun laws are strict, but not the enforcement. So in many places, it is very easy, especially for police officers or former soldiers, to obtain guns from the police or from neighboring countries. And many people are now saying something needs to be done.
All right.
But it remains to be seen how the state will respond to its hidden problem with guns.
Okay, thank you for talking to us about such a distressing story this morning. That's Annie Langerak, Bangkok-based correspondent for the Dutch newspaper De Telegraaf.